Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Janet McCutcheon with Work-Life Connections. I'm here today with Ellen Clark, licensed clinical social worker and Work-Life Connections EAP counselor, and Rebecca Bradbury, who is our intern here going through her grad program. And we're going to talk today about the holidays, but specifically related to children. And we've targeted three areas that always come up around the holidays when we think of our kids, and they are finances, food, and family. Those are the three F's we're going to talk about. So let's get started. Why don't we start with finances? We know that the cost of gifts and giving are typically part of the holiday season. So how do parents encourage their children to have realistic expectations when it comes to gift giving?
Well, I know it's hard with the economy. Been struggling for several years now, so I know families are pressured around this. I think that coming up with ideas of, you know, maybe doing things differently, like let's make homemade gifts, you know, let's make a budget and stick to it, and, you know, be really realistic about what you can do and what you can't do.
That makes sense. You know, and children are exposed to so much anyway, through the media, through their friends, and you know, they see a friend at school getting a gift they don't get, or that sort of thing. Rebecca, I know you have two small children, 3 and 5. What are some of the ways that you and your husband manage that financial piece when it comes to the holidays and giving?
Well, in some ways, we're lucky when our children are younger because we have more control over their expectations because they have less exposure to media and their friends are less likely to ask for very expensive gifts. But what we try to do is tell them about Santa and maybe that Santa picks a gift out just special for them that they won't necessarily get what everyone else gets. But I think we also try to focus on our family time as really the focus of the holidays, right? That it's a special time for us all to be together and that the gifts are fun, because gifts are a lot of fun, and seeing your kids open them up on the holidays is a lot of fun. But the focus of the holiday should be around the time that we spend together.
That makes sense. So sort of shift that focus a little bit from being strictly about the number of gifts and the cost of gifts and that sort of thing.
Yes.
That sounds like a good shift.
And I'll just add to what Rebecca says, that when you really think back to your own grown-up years, you can probably not remember almost any gift that you got. I mean, maybe one or two. But what I remember is really the time with my family. So, you know, parents often get feeling really guilty that they should buy all these things and whatever, and that's what it's all about. But in the long run, kids really don't remember that. They really remember the time with their family.
That's a really good point. And speaking of family, we know that that's the time that people get together around the holidays with extended family members, some of whom they haven't seen all year until the holiday season rolls around. So what are some tips for parents to cope with what can sometimes be a happy but stressful time when you get together with extended family? What are your ideas around that particular F topic? The family's coming. How do you approach that?
I would say when your family, especially when family visits you, if there are certain things that make your household run smoothly, for instance, for my young kids, nap times and early bedtimes make the day bearable with kids, and it makes their lives better too if they're well rested. I think that you have to say explicitly, you know, to your family members, here's what helps my family run better. The kids will enjoy the holidays better if they're well rested. You'll enjoy their company better if they're well rested. And I think most of the time people will be receptive to that. They'll be respectful of your wishes. You can try to plan alternative arrangements. If at nap time you really want a quiet house, maybe send people out to pick up groceries at that time so that your kids can get in a nap. So that would be one strategy.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's important to be mindful that if there's certain ways that you've done it with your family in the past, and maybe your family's in a little different developmental arc than in the past, and that those ways aren't quite working as successfully now that they did then, that it's really okay to change. I mean, it's really okay to think of, well, what would work better? I mean, we used to go to all these people's to visit before we had kids, but now we have children, and traveling 6-8 hours in the car you know, on Christmas Eve and then again on Christmas Day, so we visit both sets of parents, and you're just so frazzled by that, and the kids are tired and can't enjoy the holidays, you have to think, well, maybe we need to be doing it differently. And it's really okay to make those changes and just be upfront, talk to the extended family and say, you know, this is just really too stressful for us to do it that way, and we'd like to do it differently. We'd like to have you come to our house for Christmas or to our city for Christmas, right, rather than us to travel to your place. So be open to making changes.
That makes sense. And that brings us to the third F, which is food. And we know that the holidays are a time to not necessarily be thinking of eating in a healthy way. And our kids are exposed to a lot of holiday parties and get-togethers and that sort of thing. How do you help your children cope with food and all those parties that come along?
I would say focus on what you can control. You probably have the opportunity to feed your kids a nice healthy breakfast before they head out to school, so that way when they're confronted with holiday goodies at school, they're not starving, and hopefully they'll eat one. And you can certainly at home say, you know, it's healthy to only have one, but the reality is you can't control what they have at school or at little parties that they may go to when you're not there. So I would say just making sure that they're not going to parties starving, that you've given them some healthy food beforehand. And you can try a little, oh, maybe you shouldn't have too many cupcakes, but ultimately, if you're not there, you know, they'll just have to make that decision for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I think the other thing for the food aspect, as well as the holidays in general, is I think managing your own expectations. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids, I mean, when school's out, you know, then we have the lack of structure that kids are used to, and they are eating things outside the norm. And so kids' behaviors sometimes aren't going to be, you know, what you would hope for. And just assume that that's going to be the way it is. I mean, the kids may have their hyper moments, mm-hmm. either from the sugar or the lack of structure, and just kind of roll with it and don't say, okay, you know, just accept it. It's kind of part of it.
It's not going to last forever.
Yes. We will get through this holiday.
We will get through it, absolutely. Yeah. Well, those are some wonderful ideas around the topics of finances, food, and family, and certainly appreciate your time today. I think these will be very useful tips. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this WellCast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story or suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. Thanks for listening.